A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers were standing outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you." But to the one who had told him this, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers?" And pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. A staff meeting is underway at a local nonprofit. They provide apartments to persons who are homeless and have a mental illness or substance addiction. Usually all the tenants are stable and have been sober for at least 60 days before signing a lease. One of the staff presents a new idea, housing persons who have been living on the streets for years and who are chronic alcoholics, having them move right into apartments. The initial reactions are quick. There is no incentive for them to get sober. They won't be able to take care of their place. It will be one big party and disturb the neighbors. Even this group, who does the right thing and believes in people, has fears and biases and are quick to judge. In exasperation, someone asks, "Why would we even do this?" They pause and remember why they do this work, that their mission is to house people with disabilities, and they believe everyone deserves a place to live. They look at their commonly held beliefs and connect with the passion of why they do this work. In this space, they are able to consider something different. They are able to look at the possibility of how this would work. And ideas come forth about how to pay rent, what support services are needed, and using apartments close to the office. This group is working at creating the new vision that Jesus introduces in today's gospel, that family goes beyond blood ties. In the gospel, while Jesus is teaching, someone tells him his mother and brothers want to speak with him. Jesus seizes the teachable moment and responds with a question, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And then he points to the disciples. He certainly has their attention now. Then he defines the new vision of family. "Whoever does the will of my Father is my mother, sister, and brother." He has us consider that family is no longer confined to blood relatives. Sisters and brothers are those who are there for each other and support each other. The disciples probably ask similar questions as the nonprofit group. Why would we do this? How would it look? What do I do? Jesus stretches our beliefs and our cultural and societal norms. On his travels, he stops for the most unlikely people, lepers, tax collectors, women, and Samaritans. He is ever expanding our idea of who to help, feed, befriend, and who to include as neighbor, and now, who to consider as family. Jesus is about throwing open our hearts, widening and expanding our lives, to embrace those around us. This new vision is possible because God believes in us with all our fears, judgments, and anxieties. Even when we tighten the borders of our hearts, God believes we can love, care, support, and heal each other, treat each other like family. With God's unconditional love, we can throw open our hearts and embrace the new vision. It's good to hear this gospel today, to remember this vision. when people, institutions, and countries are inclined to close down borders, build walls, turn people away, and wage war. We remember that God is the creator of all, for God breathed life into all of us. We are one family connected by this breath. And so we take in a breath, God's breath mingled with ours. We recognize it may be possible with God to extend ourselves and reach out. God believes we can simply be kind to one another, love our neighbors, and treat each other as family. The local nonprofit, at the beginning of this reflection, responded to the call in today's gospel to expand the idea of family. 2 years later, 12 people who lived on the streets for years, chronic alcoholics, are successfully living in apartments, cooking their own meals, receiving health care, and being good neighbors. And every time a new tenant is considered, the same fears and judgments appear. Yet the staff breathes deeply and houses another unlikely family member.